When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Buzz Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from Pitchless.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is April 28th. Happy Friday, everybody. And yes, we are going to talk about baseball. Mitch Keller, 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, 10 strikeouts. He earned the golden goal with 15 whiffs and a 38% CSW. And is it time that Nick Pollock finally says, you know what, Mitch Keller? Welcome. Welcome to my home. Maybe. I don't know. I still don't quite buy what he's doing. I don't think his locations are that great. I don't think the breaking balls are really that amazing. How he did this one, is he really just chucked a lot of fastballs in the zone? And I guess they worked. I am really shocked that its hard contact rate is sub 10% this year. And on a four-seamer, that's really, really, really insanely good. Why? I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. But maybe I'm just missing something about this fastball. It's just that elite. And that's all he needs. I guess it just all seems weird. He's facing the number one offense in baseball next. That is, Mitch Keller's facing the Rays. I don't want to do that. So I'm kind of like, let's just wait another start and see what happens. Generally when things are smoke and mirrors, there's like a reason, and like it becomes okay. I'll put this in a different way. Whenever there's really no good narrative or no story as to how the success is happening, it's because there really isn't one. That's like 90% of the time. Sure, there are guys that have slipped through the cracks, and I've been really down on that. Were much better than I expected, like Nestor Cortez. I just had to accept, and I recognized that, wait, maybe the four-seamer is just that good in what he does, and I need to get over that, right? Mitch Keller could be in that same way. I could be very much missing it. If you want to go and get Mitch Keller, go ahead and do that. Cal Quantrill was someone like that for ages, and I just shrugged my shoulders. This is different where it comes with strikeouts, but still, it's like, all right, I guess this works. That's how I feel about Mitch Keller, and I would wait until after the Rays start to pick him up. And he gets Rocky Road, and that's fine. Miles Michaelis went 6.1 innings, 0 earned runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, and 6 Ks. He's a Toby. He did well against the Giants. That's nice. The Angels are a top 10 offense the last 14 days, if you can believe it. I honestly feel like you don't need to hold on to Miles Michaelis. But what you do need to hold on to is our promo code Root Canal. Root Canal. You get 25% off any subscription on the site. That is Peel Pro yearly, Peel Pro monthly, Peel Plus yearly, etc. Join us on the Discord. Get the ad-free website. All of the fun perks. Go check it out. It's capital letters, one word, Root Canal. And go hang out and get Peel Plus and support what we do here. Everything we raise goes back into the site. So if you want better, bigger and better things, and you want to support what we do, consider getting a subscription at pitchless.com/premium. But all right, Matt Strom went 5.1 innings, 0 earned runs, 2 hits, 0 walks, 5 Ks against the Mariners. No one could have seen this coming across 60 pitches, except for PLBot. That's right, our PLV projections predicted Matt Strom as the best streaming pick yesterday, and what do you know? Insane. He got the win here. He only had 5 whiffs, and I don't really believe it. And now he gets the Dodgers in Toronto. The Dodgers have been like a bottom 10 offense the past 2 weeks. So maybe there's something there for that. Definitely not against Toronto. You really don't want to do 60 pitches. I mean, come on. I mean, they pulled him earlier than he needed to because it was the 6th inning. But still. Braxton Garrett against the Atlanta Braves. 3 innings, 0 runs, 1 hit, 0 walks, and 3 Ks. It was a rain delay. It messed this one up. Also, Cal Wright, we're going to move on. Same, yeah, Kyle Wright, he was looking great. He also threw his curveball about 2/3 of the time, over 60%. 27% overall swing strike rate and 47% overall CSW is like, it's because of those curveballs. It was also because it was Miami. But still, nice to see Wright really leaning to that because that's his best thing. He should be going like 50% curveballs. George Kirby went 8 innings against the Phillies. 1 earned run, 4 hits, 1 walk, and 7 strikeouts. He got the loss. And I am calling him a Holly. This is a new term. A Toby generally means like a 15 to 20% strikeout rate. And I felt like there were these guys that are these ratio focus, I don't think have that SP1, SP2 ceiling, but are just consistently good for you. And you aren't going to drop them. You're not really debating dropping them. Those are Hollies. If you know The Office, that's the perfect version of a Toby. I think George Kirby's one of those. He only had 7 strikeouts in this one in those 8 innings. I don't see him becoming an absolute ace until his slider and or curveball and or changeup become like a really good whiff pitch. And yeah, he's a Holly. So it's like Marcus Stroman, for example, or like Chris Bassett, Jordan Montgomery. These are Hollies right now. Maybe even Nathan Eovaldi, right? Guys, we do not have any anticipation of being an absolute ace, but they're definitively better than like the last guy on your roster, right? Those are Hollies. Okay. Hayden Wesneski went against the Padres. 5 innings, 1 earned run, 4 hits, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts. I'm glad he survived. Only 17 breakers in this entire start here for Wesneski, only 3 strikeouts. Yeah, this is not the Wesneski we wanted. He does get the Nationals and Marlins next, so I guess we hold for that, but come on, Wesneski, you're supposed to be like 40% breaking ball and destroying guys with that pitch. So let's get to it. Tyler Mahle against the Royals. Yeah. 91 miles per hour, and then he said he had some back elbow pain, I believe it was exactly. Now he's going to be examined, and he might be out for some time. I hope he's okay. He did make the most out of this, at least. It was 4 innings, 1 earned run, 2 hits, 0 walks, and 6 Ks for Tyler Mahle. Good job. Thanks for like not blowing up when you get hurt. Goes a long way for us. Gerrit Cole, 6.2 innings, 2 earned runs, 6 hits, 1 walk, 8 Ks. Aces against Aces against Texas, one of the best offenses out there. Got the win, and he still doesn't have his slider. It's insane to me. Get that slider back, please. Logan Webb against the Cardinals, 6.2 innings, 2 earned runs, 7 hits, 1 walk, and 7 strikeouts. He's just like 1 hit or 2 hits too many. So close. So close. But yeah, Brandon Webb, he's a Holly as well. Joby Wentz against the Orioles, 5.2 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, and 6 Ks. I'm glad he did well. His changeup was really nice at the bottom of the zone. Wentz really isn't someone that you should be targeting a lot, though, and now he gets the Mets, and we're just not going to touch that. We have a lot more pitchers to talk about, and of course, all of the starters for today and tomorrow, and we're going to talk about those after this break.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Shane McClanahan, aces going to ace against the White Sox. You don't really need me there. Only 73 pitches because it was such a blowout. They were up 12-2, so he got pulled after 5. Nothing about McClanahan. Andrew Heaney had a poor quality start, and it should have been worse. He got a generous 3-2 bases loaded strike call to Anthony Rizzo. He hasn't been super in on the slider, as a changeup was actually the primary secondary pitch, which is one of my favorite phrases. It's kind of weird to see that considering that last year we got excited about Heaney because of that slider. Like, that was the difference maker. And he's not really throwing it now, but his four-seamer is just that good, I guess. I mean, we're in. We hold on to Andrew Heaney. Joey Lucchesi's donezo now because of Max Scherzer. He didn't really do well against the Nationals, and whatever. Kyle Gibson was very disappointing against the Tigers. 4.1 innings, 300 runs, 8 hits, 2 walks, 3 Ks. Ugh. Now he gets the Royals, and, you know, he just left a lot of stuff in the middle of the zone. Don't do that. So you start him against the Royals. I'm going to be holding on to him still for that one, because that will be a probable start. Yeah, Kyle Gibson just does this and whatever. You start him against the Royals. Trevor Williams, no, not very good. Didn't do well against the Mets. You know this. Seth Lugo, disappointing against the Cubs. 5 innings, 4 and runs, 7 hits, 0 walks, and 3 Ks. I think he pitched well. I know 18% CSW and 3 strikeouts, but I feel like the whole package is good here for Seth Lugo. He's kind of like a Holly to me, and that's cool. This is why I made up this term, because I realized that so many guys are the same thing, in my view. And that's why terms exist, to group them together to help you out. Shohei Ohtani did not do well against the Athletics. He actually had 5 perfect innings, and the one that was imperfect, which was the fourth, was horrific. 5 earned runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts at 15 whiffs for a share of the gallows pole. It's a dusty donut, because really the only problem is the ERA. The whip was a 1. The strikeouts were 8. The win was there. So, whatever. You get over it. Julio Urias got the loss, though, against the Pittsburgh Pirates. 5.2 innings, 6 earned runs, 7 hits, 2 walks, and 5 Ks. His curveball was not good. 4 out of 16 strikes, 25% strike rate. I'm sorry, that was on the changeup, which is really bad. 25% strike rate is so terrible. And Urias uses that as an out pitch down. It just was not good. And the hook wasn't as successful as we normally say. The curveball wasn't excellent. The Pirates have also been like a top 10 offense. Offenses are weird right now. I don't quite buy all of it. We'll see. JP Sears was the stream pick of the day against the Angels. Had a rough inning, and that was kind of it. 4.1 innings, 6 earned runs, 6 hits, 2 walks, 4 Ks. I think the slider and the fastball are still kind of interesting. But he does get the Mariners next, and fine, we can just move past that. But then go back in for the Royals start. That seems good to me. Dylan Cease got rocked by the Rays. 4 innings, 6 earned runs, 9 hits, 2 walks, and 3 Ks. And the slider wasn't excellent, as normally it is. And then the curve and the four-seamer weren't very good. And there you go. That's Dylan Cease's start. It's the biggest problem of being such a major one-pitch guy with that slider, that when you don't have a four-seamer and curve that can step up when that pitch is lacking, it's going to open the door for more of these blow-ups. But I still love Dylan Cease as far as, like, yeah, he's a top 20 starter. But you guys know my history with Dylan Cease, and this is why. And then there's Zach Greinke, and, you know, Zach Greinke isn't a guy that you should be starting on your fantasy teams. Looking forward to today's starting pitchers: DeGrom, Castillo, Fried, Valdez, Lopez, Stroman, Luzardo. We went over all of this yesterday. Of course we did. We do every day. Shane Bieber, Aaron Nola, Grayson Rodriguez, you start them all. Manoa goes against Seattle. I hope what he did last time against the Yankees sticks. The thing is, fastball still wasn't getting whiffs, so I don't know. We'll see. That's why it's a probable start. Zach Eflin against the White Sox. The White Sox are just so bad. You probably heard that guy rant about it. Eduardo Rodriguez has done great things over the last 2 starts, but the Orioles are seeing him a second time, which I know is not really I shouldn't have even said that. That's like a myth of a pitcher facing a team a second time being dramatically different. But it's more that Eduardo Rodriguez isn't, like, I don't know, he's not really doing this absurdly crazy good thing now. He's a Holly. Dustin May against the Cardinals. I don't trust Dustin May. I don't trust his command. I don't trust that he gets secondary pitches on his curveball and cutter. And I don't trust him when I lend him $5. So I'm still going to do this against the Cardinals, but I feel like it could just be like a 5-inning, 3-run, 4-walk game or something out of nowhere. In the questionable start tier, Lucas Giolito is going against the best offense out there and against the Rays, and that's not fun. He's pitching better, but it's just unfortunate that it's the Rays. Rich Hill is a stream pick of the day against the Nationals, as he's done well recently, and the Nationals aren't very good. Jack Flaherty has been much better in two of his last three games. In both of those games, he had 10-plus slider whiffs, and he also had a 93-94 mile-per-hour fastball. He now gets the Dodgers. If it's every other game, he's going to do terribly. I hope that his good outings are replicated here. Wade Miley against the Angels and Tyler Anderson against the Brewers is a Toby start, and I'm not really interested. While Nick Pivetta against the Guardians is a complete coin flip of volatility. In the do not start tier, Clark Schmidt goes against the Rangers, and I don't want to start Schmidt. It's very mediocre against the Rangers. Ugh, that's not fun. David Peterson against Atlanta, his slider isn't as good as it used to be. Jordan Lyles is mediocre at best. Maybe if you're chasing a quality start, that could happen against the Twins. Merrill Kelly gets Coors. Kyle Freeland is in Coors against the Diamondbacks. No way. And Sessa, cool. And the return of Drew Rosinski is kind of interesting. I'm just going to be watching that one to know where he is at, but I do not want to start him. It's still ill for many reasons, and it's just, you just don't do it. You just don't do it with Drew Rosinski. But he could be a Toby through the year and a streaming option later. Looking at tomorrow's starting pitchers, Spencer Strider, Kevin Gausman, Clayton Kershaw, Sonny Gray, Corbin Burns, Christian Javier, Zach Wheeler, Hunter Green, and Reed Demers, all very clear auto starts. Joe Musgrove isn't there in probable start land against the Giants because this game is happening in Mexico City. Its elevation is higher than Coors, which means the ball is going to fly out of this one. Now, it's Musgrove, start your studs, all of that kind of stuff. But do I want to start him in Coors Might? I would prefer not to, but no, you're going to start Musgrove. Montgomery and Eovaldi are hollies against the Dodgers and the Yankees. It's not great. Those offenses both have been struggling as of late. You start the both, I think. Vince Velasquez is a stream pick of the day that I'm going for against the Nationals, as he's been hot lately, going slider and four-seamer. Now he gets the Nationals, and I feel like that should carry over and do well. Garrett Whitlock is better than what we saw last time, and he gets the Guardians. I think he should be productive for your fantasy teams, I believe. It's a little riskier than the others here. Same with Dean Kramer against the Tigers. He didn't do well last time. Much easier start against the Tigers. Dean Kramer should be fine. I prefer the first four a lot more than Whitlock and Kramer. In the questionable start tier, that is, I'm leaning do not start here, is Lance Lynn against the Rays. I think a lot of people just don't want to do this until he does well again. I totally get that. Go right ahead. It's also against the Rays, but I also recognize that he could take off the TR any day of the week. So it could be this start against the Rays, regardless of the opponent. Matthew Boyd goes against the Orioles. He's throwing harder now, 92 again, which is nice. Doesn't have a slider whiffs. So I'm not totally sold about Matthew Boyd, but this should be okay. I'm not really going for it, of course. Edward Cabrera against the Cubs. Cubs have been really hot offensively, and Edward Cabrera, I do not trust your command. Zach Plesac is going 50% sliders, and that's pretty cool, but the Red Sox are a good offense, and honestly could be a do not start. Same here for Tylor Megill against the Atlanta. Tylor is just not doing enough with his stuff. Don't start those guys, really. But I recognize that they could go 5-6 innings and get a win. In the do not start category, Sean Manaea is here because we don't really know how long he's going to go. It's been so weird how the Giants have been treating him, and not to mention this is in Coors Might in Mexico City against the Padres, and that's just a clear bench. Brad Keller, not seeing it for two starts now. You just don't want to do it. Maybe the curveball comes back against the Twins. Don't want to do it. Caleb Killian's getting the call to pitch for the Cubs. Good to see him again. Has not looked great in the minors this year, and just don't risk this. I don't like starting MLB debuts. It's not a debut technically, but feels like one. It goes against the Marlins. I just still don't want to do it. Johnny Brito does not get strikeouts. He's a ratio-focused guy going against the Rangers. Absolutely not. And Noah Davis, Chris Flexen, Tommy Henry, Yanni Chirinos, Patrick Corbin, and Kyle Muller. You don't need me here. Flexen goes against the Jays, and Noah Davis is home in Coors. No, thank you. But all right, that is it for today. Remember, use code ROOTCANAL to get 25% off any PL subscription that you want. Go support the site, get access to the Discord, get access to our PLV projections weekly and daily for DFS and fantasy. They're awesome projections. Go check those out. But that is it for today. So my name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.